another worldwide podcast of Universal Utteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 1 with verses 24 through 27. Therefore, God handed them over to impurity through the lusts of their heart for the mutual degradation of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and revered and worshipped the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Therefore, God handed them over to degrading passions. Their females exchanged natural relations for unnatural, and the males likewise gave up natural relations with females and burned with lust for one another. Males did shameful things with males, and thus received in their own persons the due penalty for their perversity. When perversity penalty remains, only God can remove what's insane. Only God can remove what's the blame, as we realize just how much shame has gone into the reasoning of being blamed. When God can correct all, that's a pain. Paul was instructing the Romans by what God knows is lust over love, taking excess to the point of confusion, jeopardizing life eternal for the elements of hell. Paul was sternly warning them of their judgment day that each and every one of us will face, allowing forgiveness only by what we confess as grace. Jesus, our Savior, dripping forgiveness, confusion corrected by truth. There are so many experiences the world over that makes us want to puke. We know the excess of doing things unnatural seems to be thrown in our face in today's world. They are making us understand just how much God has said, do not judge others. But then they ask for excess to be acknowledged. And God doesn't require that. God requires us to admonish them, to warn them, as Paul is warning today in Romans, that this perversity is not godly. It's not as God intended. And therefore, you are worshiping creature rather than the Creator. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Prayers for our children who continue to live their lives. We have one of them who has been a positive report for COVID recently. Julian, we're praying for you as we pray for all of our other children, Gabriel, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we would pray for. And we pray for those who are dying today as we continue to lift up those who will be sharing their last breath with us. We ask for peace in their hearts to take on what the Lord has ordained as life eternal. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. I practice, pray, and proclaim Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20. Today our poem comes from Romans 1. We're in verses 24 through 27. It's a two-stanza poem. It's titled, Perversity, Penalty, Remains. Lusting impurity instead of God. Bodies degradation. Degradation hearts spy. God's truth exchanged. Passions degrading. Creator perverted. creature worshipped lies. Unnatural relations exchanged, female, male, lusting each other's lineage. Perversity, penalty remains. Things shameful only God can remove. What's insane? Amen. I'm Thomas Hooker's Williams. It's October 20th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 6:23 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We close today without our impromptu work in the name of Jesus, as we do each day. We hope that you can understand what living for the name of Jesus does in our lives of natural discourse. Don't give in. Just simply continue to say, we pray for you. Pray for the truth to come to your heart and soul, where the name of Jesus will forgive all. That's everything. In the name of Jesus. Just call out to Jesus as we close at 7:03 today. In the name of Jesus.